The building occupied by the Museum of the History of Science was built as the Ashmolean Museum in 1683. It was erected by the university to house the famous Tradescant and Ashmolean collections, as well as to accommodate a chemical laboratory in the basement and a space for teaching the new experimental natural philosophy, what we today might call science. This space, originally called the School of Natural History, is now the entrance gallery. This was the first museum building in the world, in the sense of a building specifically designed to be a museum. But it also housed activities that we do not often associate with early museums, such as experiment and teaching. When you leave the entrance gallery, look back at the title painted over the door, Schola Naturalis Historiae, the School of Natural History. The showcases on either side of the exit contain the kind of things that were used in this room in the 18th century. The Museum of the History of Science opened in this building in 1925. It's particularly famous for its very early scientific instruments, and the central area of the entrance gallery illustrates the breadth of the collection, from Western Europe through the Islamic lands to the Far East, and from science to what we today would think of as magic. Then, in the four corners of the entrance gallery, are four of the museum's important individual collections.